KQED.
By the end of the day, there will have been 20 separate hearings this week at the state capitol on the budget proposals of Governor Jerry Brown. The pace of deliberations is faster this year, given the governor wants legislative action early next month so that a special statewide election on budget matters can be held in June. That June election would focus on one of the most complicated budget ideas of all, a shifting of public safety and social service programs from the state to locals. And aside from the complex policy questions, there's one looming problem. Who pays for it? Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
You could call Governor Jerry Brown's goal for realigning the state and local government relationship a two-for-one deal. Less overlap and less expense. Brown wants to shift to counties the control of programs ranging from court security to child welfare services. That shift may create clarity, but it's also designed to save cash, says Brown's advisor on the plan, Diane Cummins.
The governor's targeted a 25% reduction in state operations for those programs that are realigned.
Cummins laid out Governor Brown's plan on Wednesday for a committee of the state Senate. The plan hands over to county officials programs expected to cost about $6 billion in the new fiscal year. Reworking the oversight structure isn't easy, and one issue, perhaps above all others, will drive the debate, one pointed out Wednesday by Marianne O'Malley of the Nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office.
These are very significant program changes, and counties cannot manage them without a long-term commitment of funding.
So far, Governor Brown has not identified a long-term source of money for counties to run these programs. For the first 5 years, they would be paid for by the sales and car tax extensions that he wants voters to ratify in a special statewide election. If voters reject those taxes, it doesn't just mean the proposal to transfer control of the programs to counties is on hold. It will mean the programs themselves are in jeopardy, says State Senator Lois Wolk, a Democrat from Davis.
If this isn't successful, there is no money. There is no money. It will be a disaster for these very same services come June. So we have to, this is an opportunity to do things differently and better.
But doing things better means answering some complicated questions. For example, should the state hand over control of programs with specific instructions, as it did under a similar reorganization in 1991? Or this time, will the state hand over the money and a few general guidelines and let counties figure it out from there? The answers to those questions and the money question need to be contained in the ballot measure voters would consider. And to get on the ballot in June, that measure has to be drafted in just a matter of weeks. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.